Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Don Fotopoulos back on the show. That's right, Don is back. I knew you'd... Yeah, I know you're excited, aren't you?
I am excited.
I know, I'm talking about the audience. You can hear, can't you hear them? They're screaming there, Don Fotopoulos, ladies and gentlemen, the founder of BestSmallBusinessHelp.com, the author of Accounting for the Numerophobic, which is we've just learned has been published in Chinese and Martian. We found out that the presses are ginning on Mars too, and China. So congratulations, Don.
I'm not the least bit surprised. Well, you know, one of the most important things going on mainland China, because I was there 4 years ago, is entrepreneurship. You know, if you really, if you really want to change your life circumstance, you have to do two things in China. The first is you have to be a member in good standing of the Communist Party. But then you know, entrepreneurship, new business formation, micro businesses, very, very active in China.
Yeah, I hope that a book like yours will help the Chinese become more entrepreneurial and innovative and less pirates.
Yeah, less pirates and
because
also less...
Because it's really bad. I mean, we have to be honest about this. The Chinese economy is really heavily dependent upon ripping off people.
Yeah, that's probably true.
It's sad. I mean, I'm hoping yours will help them realize, you know, will help them to develop their own thing over there because you know, being in business doesn't necessarily mean being innovative.
Well, innovative or lead.
Well, that's right.
Honest about that. But you want to know something? China is the largest English speaking country in the world. Did you know that?
Well, they have the most people, that's for sure.
Yeah, they do. They do.
And English is their second language, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And Numerophobic is really a universal book, and it's really for the average guy.
That's
right. Really, you know, it's for the solopreneur, the average guy. We're not talking, you know, major global corporations. We're talking about people who want to elevate their circumstance through the creative ideas that they have, through offering their gifts and skills to the world and getting paid for it.
And once
not waiting for somebody to give them a job.
Exactly. Or the government to support them.
Yes.
See, that's the thing. That's that's the point I was trying to make there is that once you understand how you can run your enterprise with your own numbers in and out, you understand how all that works, then you can set yourself on a path to being legitimate.
And independent, right? And financially self-sustaining.
Right.
And that's
right.
What it's about. Right? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, that's the problem China has right now. I mean, their economy is literally having a tough time right now because the government influential model isn't working over there
anymore. Yeah, well, central planning never knows what's going on the ground.
Well said. Well said.
They just never know what's going on the ground. And Peter Drucker gave us sight lines on all of this in the 1950s. Do you remember what he said? He said, a company exists not for the government, not for the people. It exists for whom? You know this, Jim. Drum roll, please.
Yep,
right? For
yep,
the customer.
Yep, that's right.
And the
that's
customer
exactly right.
has to be the final arbiter as to whether or not a company gets to live or die. If that's the case, then you will have businesses that survive and thrive because they're offering great value.
And let's move across the Japanese sea to an island over there, a bunch of islands called Japan, which are currently in a lost two decades because the government propped up the businesses back in the 80s and the 90s.
Yes, and
the Japanese government wouldn't let their businesses or banks fail.
Yeah.
And now they're literally in the second they're well into the second decade of being in a basically a morbid economy.
Yes, and that's a whole generation.
Yeah,
it's
that's
an
right.
Entire generation.
And now let's go across the Pacific, Don, and look at another little country called the United States,
mm-hmm.
We are currently well into a lost decade.
Yeah.
Right, because the last time we had a really expanding a year was 2006 or 2007, depending on how you want to look at it. That's almost a lost decade. And what have we had? We've had I think what we're seeing in other parts of the world are cautionary tales for America. What do you think?
I agree, but I want to give you a ray of hope because I want to talk about my new program.
That's what we're going to do right after these messages. 20 Great. Tell. Always count on a ray of hope from Don Fotopoulos. Accounting for the number phobic. It's galactic now, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.